This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The recently introduced Forests Act could help with proactive management of federal forests, reduce wildfire risks, and provide support for timber communities. One of the sponsors, Washington Republican Dan Newhouse, says it would involve the federal government partnering with private contractors.
An active relationship. Establish these what are called forest active management areas within each of the forest units, and through that, set up an annual volume requirement for timber production so that we can manage those areas that are ready or suitable for commercial harvest.
And Newhouse says a collaborative effort.
Through that process, then we can conduct the kind of harvest that would better manage, provide a healthier forest, and more able to withstand fires that do occur and lessen the catastrophic nature of those fires.
Newhouse says it would simplify the process.
It also should work, I think, towards cutting that regulatory red tape by excluding the designation and management of these forest active management areas from the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act.
Besides improving forest health, Newhouse says the Forest Act would help the local communities with a portion of the revenues generated through these forest management activities.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.